While getting all the preparations ready and seating myself before this microphone tonight amid all of my equipment, it occurred to me that I'm very limited as far as the mode of communication right now. In other words, I have only the auditory. There are no visuals. Which may be just as well. At any rate, I welcome you to the program Night Sounds. I'm Bill Pierce. And I've subtitled our time together, What Do You Say? That's a greeting we give one another sometimes. What do you say, Charlie? Not much. What do you say? Very little. So you really don't have much to say to each other at all. Which also might be just as well. I was reading about a long sermon the pastor preached, and a member asked him what happened to his face. He said, I was thinking about my sermon while shaving, and I cut myself. And the member replied, well, you should have thought about us and cut your sermon. So tonight, as we deal with communication, and maybe the brevity of it, the points of many sermons are submerged in a flood of words, including radio and television programs and commentaries. Consider this. The Lord's Prayer contains 56 words. The 23rd Psalm, 188 words. The Gettysburg Address, 226 words. The Ten Commandments, 297 words. An old preacher who used few words in his sermons, but made every one of them count, told this story. When I was courting my wife-to-be, she sent me a one-word letter, and it thrilled me. It simply said, Friday. Well, I figured then that the fewer the words, the deeper they burn, and the longer they linger. So, in dealing with words, we want to be brief. Tonight's program, What Do You Say?, should be responded to by very little. So, having said that, let's bring in the music. When it comes to God and prayer, who does the talking? Who does the listening? Let's consider this. As we pray, as we interact with Him, take a listen. the Maranatha chorus, commune with me. And again, it seems that in prayer and our interaction with God, verbally, we do most of the talking, don't we? But as one psychologist said, the listener is the better part of a conversation. And we might respond, well, in prayer, there's nothing to listen to. I mean, God doesn't speak to us in audible voice, as he did in the Old Testament days. However, he does speak to the inner person, the still small voice. He brings to our memory things that are significant. He may speak through another person, through an incident that happened today, through something read in Scripture. As we think of radio and television and the printed page tonight, we recognize that TV is the clear leader in the media field. More than 90% of Americans own TV sets. More than 65% of our homes will be wired with cable TV. So without question, television has radically changed the public discourse. In other words, in western Kansas, you are not in rural America. In northern Mississippi, you're not in rural America. Regardless of where you are not in rural America. You're in television land. TV journalist Bill Moyers asks whether TV can be, quote, a force in the central issue of our time. The search to signify and affirm meaning, open our souls to others, and be a channel for the biggest story of the century. The struggle to define what it means to be spiritual. TV is changing the way we perceive, we assimilate, we interpret news. Ever-improving state-of-the-art visuals, recreations, special effects are used more and more by news producers struggling to get top ratings for their programs. Newspapers and magazines respond by trying to make their pages look like TV screens, with more color, better graphics, flashy layouts, simulated picture through digitalized alteration of photos. Well, tonight we find that the communication media is forming us. I understand, too, that before long, record and disc buyers will be able to manipulate sounds or mix them with other electronic media. In fact, an experimental Warner Brothers disc released a couple of years ago called Fleetwood Macro lets fans of the rock group Fleetwood Mac select songs and videos from a menu and delete instruments so they can play along at home. Even movies. Viewers, for instance, can load up a movie, have their choice of languages and ratings. So a lot is happening. As we go to sleep tonight and wake up tomorrow, who knows what will transpire then and what will be obsolete and what will be new. It calls for any of us who care about the spiritual dimension of our lives to look for balance and discernment and wisdom from God. Because we're being bombarded on every hand with voices and sounds and influences vying for not only our attention, but our affections. How closely will we listen and obey them? Even subliminally, a split-second picture flashed on a screen leaves a memory picture on the subconscious. Our prayer should be, Lord, give me discernment. Help me to be the kind of listener and receiver that you want me to be. May your will be done. Guide me and my listening and viewing habits. Help me to be a discerning disciple, to be flexible without compromise. John Awacker to come and continue our petition to God.
Jesus, let me see the things that you have for me. Let me hear your voice whenever you speak to me. Jesus, let me let me know your way is always the best for me. Jesus, let me the things that you have for me. Let me hear your voice whenever you speak to me. Jesus, let me
soloist John Awacker, the song My Prayer. Well, we're a little over halfway through our format tonight. In case we've joined any of you midstream, this is Night Sounds. I'm Bill Pierce. I meet with you after dark, late at night, sometimes after midnight. A very special time and a very special group of people, the night people. Thank you for joining me. I sit here alone in a darkened studio. Directly ahead of me is a graphic of the city of Chicago, looking northwest. I see the giant Hancock Center with the great towers lighted up. The windows of offices, some of them lighted at night, the Chicago Temple. It's a 3D scene here. So it reminds me of lots of people at night. In a crowded city, perhaps, or in a rural area. Thank you again for being there. This is more than just a one-way communication. As we speak of What Do You Say, our subtitle, I'd like to know what you say. Positively or negatively. If we can be of help to you spiritually or as a friend, supply materials, copies of radio programs of the past that may have reached you, information on the Night Sounds treasury with titles. Our mailing address is Night Sounds, Wheaton, Illinois, 60189. Tonight in our program, What Do You Say? We're really concerned basically with the use of the tongue. The book of Proverbs has quite a bit to say about this. One word of counsel of which is, quote, a wise man's heart guides his mouth, and his lips promote instruction. Proverbs 16:23. For out of the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks. Matthew 12. So if there's wisdom in the mind, wisdom will come out of the mouth. If there's trivia there, trivia will come forth. Ever get troubled or bent out of shape or distressed about what comes out of your mouth? I have, and I've really had to work on that. I have an admission to make to you tonight, and that is, with the book of James, I'm reminded that a fountain should not bring forth both sweet and bitter water. If I get in an agitated state and start reprimanding myself very strongly, even to the point of unseemly verbiage, and that's softly put, I have to stop and say, look, Pierce, let's just start all over again. Regardless of how you feel, you are not human garbage. You are a child of God. Or the other morning at breakfast, I said, I'm talking to myself now. Do you realize, Bill, that just about everything you've said to yourself or in prayer so far this morning has been negative? So let's get with it. Get some balance. Get yourself oriented and aligned on the right beam here. Ask the Spirit of God to speak through you. Well, we all get troubled about what comes out of our mouths sometimes. Maybe we need to pay more attention to what we feed into our minds. Filling them with the wisdom of God's Word can serve as a guide and a guard over our lips. It helps us to overcome the tendency to revert to our pre-conversion speech patterns, which in many cases weren't very wholesome. And the proverbist's exhortation to his son about a wise man concerned primarily his speech. Proverbs 23, my son, if your heart is wise, then my heart will be glad. My inmost being will rejoice when your lips speak what is right. So, in a day of rampaging apostasy and false doctrine and who knows what all we hear, we long for our children to speak God's truth courageously. We long to have balance in our own minds and speech and transfer of meaning. Sometimes, as we've mentioned already tonight, the wisest thing to say is nothing at all, or at least very little. Proverbs 29, quote, a fool gives full vent to his anger, but a wise man keeps himself under control. Proverbs 29:11. So, there's a time to speak and a time, according to Ecclesiastes chapter 3, to keep quiet. Shut your mouth. And a wise person has learned to discern which is which. A time to speak and a time not to. So according to Proverbs, the fool blurts out his angry words, hostile words, insulting, cutting words, malicious, gossiping words. He can't seem to control himself. But a wise person allows the Spirit of God to master his emotions and muffle the words that breed contention or cause hard feelings. What do you say? Well, let's stop and think before we say. Remembering that time is passing, and we want our words, our actions, our attitudes, our influence to count for Jesus Christ. Saw this little tract from the Free Tract Society. I thought it was pretty timely, because it is about time. And it reads, my name is time. I haven't always been, and I won't always be, but right now, I'm on the move, measuring out life. Fear me, but no one can stop me, except God. He is in control, and he says I'm running out. Most people couldn't care less. They think I'm on the move forever, but I'm not. When I stop, eternity will keep right on going. And it will be too late then for repentance, too late for getting right with God through Jesus Christ, his Son, too late for faith, just forever left for tears and anguish and regrets. Now, today, is the day of salvation. My name is Time. I'm nearing the end, and I'm taking you with me into eternity. Dino playing a beautiful song with the title, Jesus Lord to Me. Tonight, as we think of what to say, I think of Christian broadcasting. Surveys have apparently revealed that listeners don't want Bible teaching programs, but want music and more music, sports, news, and weather. We're told they prefer to hear themselves on some call-in talk show where they can express their own views rather than listening to someone saying, Thus saith the Lord. Program producers might as well quit preaching then if stations don't want to broadcast sermons because people don't want to listen. After all, ratings is the name of the game. Revenue drives the machine. It seemingly has to sell in the marketplace. So the question is our responsibility to give people what they want or what we believe under God they need? Things of the Spirit are spiritually discerned. If church leaders will not accept their responsibility and instead allow the world to shape the church, the disastrous results have eternal consequences. Tonight, if we're asked, what do you say? Perhaps it would be good to ask God to help us to know what to say at the right time and when to keep quiet. Thank you. And now once again, as we come to the closing few moments of Night Sounds, may we ask God to lead us to the right kinds of input, and in the stillness and the solitude, even of this moment, may we hear His voice saying, I am here, I have been calling you, I've been loving you, but you haven't been listening. Perhaps we've been talking too much. Can you hear me? He would ask. I love you. I have always loved you. And I need for you to listen and to obey and to realize enrichment in your soul today and tonight and tomorrow. So be it, to His glory. Thank you for listening and sharing tonight. Our mailing address is Night Sounds, Wheaton, Illinois, 60189. Until once again we meet together in this manner, a special and peaceful good night.